So are you ready
for your show?
Hola familia, buenas noches. Soy Carlos Medina y aquí me tienes una semana más dispuesto a disfrutar contigo del Underground Garage en Rock FM. Tenemos por delante un show muy especial. No sé si alguna vez te ha entrado el gusanillo o has fantaseado con recorrer la Ruta 66 sobre una Harley Davidson. Sin duda se trata de una idea que ha estado muy presente en el imaginario colectivo, especialmente desde que se estrenara la película Easy Rider en 1969, como claro, ejemplo de libertad en acción. Precisamente será sobre dos ruedas como transcurra nuestro viaje esta noche. Pero antes de meternos en faena, le damos la bienvenida a Little Steven. Lo hacemos, como cada domingo, con música. Suenan Them. I can only give you everything. Solo puedo dártelo todo. Buenas noches, Little. Comienza el Underground Garage, aquí en Rock FM.
Welcome to the Underground Garage. It's a special edition this week as we celebrate all things motorcycle. The first three content breaks will be the three coolest motorcycle movies of all time. I think that's pretty much indisputable. And then we'll get into some other things. But let's begin with the one that started it all. 1953, baby. The Wild One. Laszlo Benedict directed one of Marlon Brando's greatest roles. It is the role that made him cool forever. Interesting origin. You know, if you're walking around town and you see people with Hollister t-shirts on, well, it all started with a little biker party on the 4th of July, 1947 in Hollister, California. And there's some controversy as to how much of a riot actually happened. But Life magazine, you know, with introducing this whole idea of wild motorcycle maniacs to the mainstream world, and so they may have exaggerated a bit. And this cat, Frank Rooney, wrote it up as a short story called The Cyclist Raid, published it in Harper's Magazine. And it's also one of Lee Marvin's coolest roles, playing Chino in the opposing gang. And by the way, not for nothing, but the Laszlo Benedek story is worth noting. Hungarian-born film director who Louis B. Mayer helped escape and brought him to Hollywood, would win a Golden Globe for Death of a Salesman and then cause all kinds of controversy with The Wild One. It was banned in the United Kingdom until 1968. And he would do a few more films, but made his living basically with some very cool TV shows like Perry Mason and The Outer Limits, you know, The Untouchables. So yeah, baby, the film that introduced us to the Black Rebels Motorcycle Club, the number one coolest biker movie of all time, The Wild One.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one.
Ziggy Pop, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Your eyes are magical. You disappear. I wish you'd stay. Your eyes are magical. I want you here. You run away. Some sleight of hand. And I'm left holding myself. Rabbit.
Pickle Club.
Isn't that cute? Hey, Johnny, what are you rebelling against?
What do you got?
It begins here for me on this road. How the whole mess happened, I don't know. But I know it couldn't happen again in a million years. Maybe I could have stopped it early. But once the trouble was on its way, I was just going with it. Mostly, I remember the girl. I can't explain it. Sad chick like that. But something changed in me. She got to me.
We started our bike tribute with them, perhaps the greatest of all the garage classics. I Can Only Give You Everything. Tommy Scott and Mike Coulter, writing it, Tommy producing. Alan Henderson played bass on everything them did, as far as I know. Jim Armstrong, Ray Elliott, Dave Harvey, and lead vocals, Van Morrison, 1966. Iggy Pop would cover Jerry Lee Lewis, among others, with Real Wild Child, or The Wild One. David Bowie producing. Magical is the Anderson Council. Their new album, Assorted Colors, the best of, chock full of cool songs. Magical, written by Peter Horvath and sung by him. And he co-produced it with Kurt Ryle. Get it from gemrecordings.com, gem with a J. And as a tribute to the star of our next two movies, She Said, She Said, arguably the greatest Beatles record of all time. No argument for me. And back to our theme with Outsider by the Ramones, written by the great D.D. Ramone, in Subterranean Jungle, 1983. Richie Cordell and Glenn Kolotkin. One of the best Ramones productions. Modus Psycho Nightmare. You don't want to miss a minute of this show.
Sigues en Rock FM despidiendo el fin de semana al ritmo que nos marca Little Steven en el Underground Garage. Esta noche el viaje es sobre dos ruedas. Recordaremos algunas de las películas en las que las motocicletas son las grandes protagonistas. Para ello podríamos comenzar plantándonos en 1953. Ese fue el año en que se estrenó en Estados Unidos la película The Wild One, titulada en España como Salvaje. La cinta, basada en la novela corta de Cyclist Rates y dirigida por Laszlo Benedek, nos cuenta la historia de Johnny Strabler, el jefe de una banda de moteros, encarnado por Marlon Brando, disconformes con la sociedad. Por ello deciden organizarse para hacerse oír en Wrightsville, un pequeño pueblo californiano. La cinta da un giro cuando nuestro protagonista se enamora de Kathy Blicker, la hija del sheriff local. Esa situación da pie a que Strabler se replantee su vida como forajido. Todo ello mientras el chino, su enemigo acérrimo, interpretado por Lee Marvin, anda en su busca para ajustar cuentas. La cinta hoy es considerada como todo un clásico. La imagen promocional, en la que aparece Marlon Brando con la chupa de cuero y aquella gorra un poco torcida, representa un icono de todo aquello al margen de la ley. En torno a esta cinta surgieron algunas curiosidades. Por ejemplo, la marca de motos Triumph no se sintió muy cómoda con que sus motocicletas se asociasen a la delincuencia, pero con el paso de los años han terminado acostumbrándose a ello y, por supuesto, sacándole partido. Por otro lado, en el Reino Unido, Salvaje fue censurada durante 14 años hasta que en 1967 fue calificada como película X. En fin, dale, Little, todo tuyo.
We're digging all things having to do with motorcycles and biker movies. Now, the number one coolest biker movie that we just discussed is indisputable. What is number two or number three? You know, I guess that could be debated. But for me, the number two coolest biker movie ever is The Wild Angels. Roger Corman's 1966 classic. And by the way, Peter Fonda is in both number two and number three. Gives you a little hint there as to what's coming. But Peter was joined by one of the coolest chicks in the world, Nancy Sinatra, and the amazing Bruce Dern. Yes, like the only cat in cinema history ever to kill John Wayne. That's how cool he is, okay? It did not happen in this movie, however. Would have been interesting. Oh, and we must mention Michael J. Pollard whenever we can. One of the coolest dudes ever. The budget, by the way, was $360,000, which was less than the Transformers catering budget. Grossed $15 million for Roger, who never lost a dime. He is our hero. It was not received all that graciously. Leonard Maltin famously calling it okay after about 24 beers. Well, screw you, Leonard. That's what I say. The 16th highest grossing film of 66. Put him in his place. Charles Griffith got the writing credit, but Peter Bogdanovich, the legendary Peter Bogdanovich, did quite a bit of writing and was quite involved. Now, I'm not saying the movie was, you know, plot heavy. The whole story was the gang trying to get back the loser's bike, Bruce Dern's bike. And then the cops cause them to spill the bike, and they got to break them out of the hospital. I don't want to ruin it for you. It's cool. Trust me. And by the way, the film gave the Underground Garage its theme song, which we end the show with every week. We'll now be playing it in prime time. It is by the legendary Davy Allen and the Arrows, who provide many of the beds we use. Fonda's character was Heavenly Blues. Here is Blues Theme.
We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Just let me. This is Todd Rundgren, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, which is a very cool place to be.
All right. Blues? What happened to the loser?
Well, we had to split because of the heat. And the loser burned one of the cop's bikes.
A police motorcycle?
Oh, wow.
You got nothing to worry about. He can outride the heat any day.
Maybe he went back to Pedro. You think he'll be okay?
How the hell would I know?
Started that tribute to the Wild Angels with Blues theme, the Underground Garage theme by the great Davy Allen and the Arrows, Sway from the Rolling Stones. I know we don't usually play anything quite that new. That's a great one. Maybe Mick Taylor's finest moment with the Stones. Certainly one of them. Mickey Hopkins there again, and the great Jimmy Miller producing the third record of the four record, second era of the legendary Stones records. The amazing Todd Rundgren, Open My Eyes, which of course was the Nazz, 1968. Somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight. Steve Conte's new one. The album is International Cover Up. That particular track written and sung by Jeremy Spencer, who would be in the original Fleetwood Mac with Peter Green. We're talking about the 60s version. Produced by Wilco, Jasper Van Dorp, and Steve Conte. Get it from steveconteNYC.com. A not as well known Animals classic, You're On My Mind. The first time I ever heard it was when the Castiles were playing it. It was one of Bruce's favorites ever since. I had never heard it. It wasn't really a hit, I don't think. On Animalisms, which I believe was the third album, co-written by Eric Burdon and the new keyboard player Dave Roberry, and produced by the amazing Tom Wilson. Come on back where we will discuss the number 3 coolest biker movie ever.
Esto es el Underground Garage de Rock FM, despidiendo el domingo junto a Little Steven. Siguiendo el hilo de películas en las que las motocicletas son protagonistas, no podemos olvidarnos de una que se estrenó en 1969. Un jovencísimo Dennis Hopper consigue estrenar su primer largometraje como director de la película Easy Rider. Lo que empezó siendo una producción difícil, no tengo más que decir que Hopper odiaba tener que montar en moto en sus escenas, es cierto que acabó siendo un icono de la contracultura. Además, el bajo presupuesto con el que contó la película, en torno a los $350,000, y su recaudación en aquel año, estimada en unos $60 millones, hizo que los grandes estudios de cine viesen una oportunidad para apostar por proyectos nuevos que empezaban, bueno, a tomar otros caminos. Pero sin duda hay un aspecto que destaca especialmente en la película y ese es su banda sonora. $1 millón se pagó por los derechos de las canciones, mucho más de lo que implicó el presupuesto para el rodaje. Entre otros artistas nos encontramos con Jimi Hendrix, The Band, Byrds o Steppenwolf, autores de la inmortal Born to be Wild, canción unida para siempre a la película. Enseguida continuaremos desgranando más películas sobre dos ruedas, pero de momento te dejo con nuestro pequeño Steven. Dale, maestro.
This brings us to the third coolest biker movie of all time, also starring Peter Fonda, with Dennis Hopper, who directed it, and Terry Southern, who co-wrote it with Peter and Dennis, and really blew up Jack Nicholson. He had done some other Roger Corman things before this, but this is the one that really put him on the map and changed film history, really. It was one of the landmark counterculture films. It's a very cool period for that kind of stuff. You know, Bonnie and Clyde, and The Graduate, Performance, Point Blank. Cool kind of counterculture moment, history-wise. It's the story of Captain America and Billy, who took a journey to discover America.
Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a love. Spanish boots on a solo.
Scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them.
Amen.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
Oh, no. What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Out of his hand.
Hi, this is Mary Weiss of the Shangri-Las, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him? Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack. My folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad.
Sort of smile and kiss me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
Look out! I felt so helpless, what could I do?
Yes, of course, Born to Be Wild would become the signature song of Easy Rider. The great Steppenwolf, John Kay, Rushton Moriv, Michael Monarch, Goldie McJohn, and Jerry Edmonton. One of the most perfect hit singles in history. This superb production by Gabriel Mechlin, Bill Cooper Engineering, written by Mars Bonfire. Every instrument playing the perfect part with the perfect tone. The heaviest guitar tone maybe ever in a top 40 hit single. It had already peaked and come and gone and was brought back for Easy Rider, which at the time seemed weird. Now, of course, no one will remember that. Spanish Boots, the amazing Jeff Beck group. Those first two records among the greatest ever made. Go get them immediately. Truth and Beckola. They supposedly went into this second record, early 69, without one single song. Wrote them on the spot, did a couple of Elvis Presley covers, and just an extraordinary album. Ronnie Wood playing bass in this group, co-writing that one with Jeff and Rod Stewart. Mickey Most producing. Drum change for the second record from Mickey Waller to Tony Newman, and of course, a great Mickey Hopkins. Dandy from Ian Hunter and the Rant Band. Ian wrote it as a tribute to David Bowie and co-produced it with Andy York. You better play Leader of the Pack if you're doing a biker show, right? One of the very, very few top 10 smashes that were dedicated to to an outlaw motorcycle cat, the great Jeff Barry, Ellie Greenwich, and producer George Shadow Morton co-writing that one. Come on back for the coolest song in the world this week. You're going to dig it.
Sigues en Rock FM en el Underground Garage de Little Steven y justo en este momento de la noche nos detenemos en nuestro propio clásico, la canción más chula de la semana. Hoy viene de la mano de Bunny Carlos, ex batería de Cheap Trick. Cat on Me es la canción más chula de la semana, hoy en el Underground Garage, aquí en Rock FM. Todo tuyo, Little.
Our coolest song in the world comes from Rockford, Illinois. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Bunny Carlos.
You can count on me. You can count on me. My idol used to be Marlon Brando, but he did a moon picture about sickles. He made them sickle guys to be bad guys, so he ain't my idol no more. You are. I could teach you how to sickle.
Well, thanks, but...
Not too close, sugar. He's a carrier.
For the squeamish. This picture is not for those who think that all women sit by the fireplace knitting socks.
It's hard being a slave to your body and soul.
This is Mark Lindsay, former lead singer from Paul Revere and the Raiders, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. I'm hungry for it, baby. I can almost taste it.
Girl, you got this need to know what I'm all about. Well, there's something that you dig you can't figure out. Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what ticks inside of my brain. Well, I've got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. I can't take it, oh, because I'm hungry for those good things, baby. Hungry through and through. I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, with the you. I can almost taste it, baby, and it's sweet as wine. It's a custom tailored world that I wanna own someday. With a special place up high, we can stay alone, you and me. Girl, I'm gonna have it all someday if you just hang on to my hand. And if I break some rules along the way, girl, you gotta understand. It's my way of getting what I want now, 'cause I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for those good things, baby. I'm hungry to and through. Well, I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby. Like you, I can almost taste it now. Oh, it's sweet as wine. I ain't gonna waste it now when it's finally mine. Gonna live each minute, really hours and days, till I've had my fill. Oh, girl, I'll be rolling in it. Yes, yes, you know I'll.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Count On Me, from Bunny Carlos. The album is Greetings from Bunnyzuela. Bunny, of course, the longtime drummer with Cheap Trick, for whatever reason. They have parted company at this point. Bun is joined by Zeno on vocals, who was the original singer in Cheap Trick. He did a few demos, but was gone by the time they got the record deal. Also on this track, Char Fiore on vocals, Scott Cook, cello, Joe Ketchum, Tom Burgermeister, Joe Height, and Nicholas Tremulous. The track Count On Me is a cover of a Norwegian band called Fra Lippo Lippi. I know it sounds more Italian. They have been around since the 70s, and they're still together, from what I understand. This particular track, only a few years old. So quite a find there by Mr. Carlos. Get it from BunEcarlos.com. Count On Me, our coolest song in the world this week. Big Man in Town, the Four Seasons, like Johnny Strabler. And that was Marlon Brando's character. You know, very influential, by the way, in a million ways, including Elvis Presley would totally impersonate him constantly, but certainly in Jailhouse Rock. James Dean would buy the same motorcycle Brando used. But the greatest tribute of all, we must mention, of course, Eric Von Zipper, the great Harvey Lembeck in the Beach movies. The Struts, Put Your Money On Me. Luke and Adam writing it with the producers Greg Alexander and Nick Southwood. Get it from thestruts.com. And we highly recommend getting the entire album, Everybody Wants. The whole album is excellent. The great Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil wrote Hungry for Paul Revere and the Raiders. Well, they grabbed it anyway. Terry Melcher, Doris Day's son, one of the great L.A. producers between the Raiders and the Birds, forget it. Mark Lindsay, another underrated, fantastic singer. And Aerosmith, back with Jack Douglas at the moment. Jack did Sick as a Dog. And I don't know, that just felt like a biker song. It's called Motorcycle Nightmare Baby. We're having some fun with it. And we got some very significant loose ends to talk about when we come back.
Bueno, familia, vamos llegando poquito a poco al final de este Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Pero antes de despedirnos, no podía dejar pasar la oportunidad de mencionar otra gran película en la que las motos son las protagonistas, Cuadrofenia. La película se basó en la ópera rock homónima de los Who, publicada en 1979. En ella se nos cuenta la historia de Jimmy, un joven mod que encuentra refugio en su grupo con el que descarga su tedio por medio de los continuos enfrentamientos con sus rivales, los rockers. La película no tuvo una buena acogida entre la crítica debido a su alto contenido sexual, de drogas y violencia, pero sí tuvo una gran aceptación entre el público joven, quienes se iban pasando la información de boca en boca. Hoy día está considerada como una película de culto. Cuando quieras, Little.
Yeah, baby, you're back in the Underground Garage, and we feel obligated to mention, although it wasn't a biker flick, one of the great moments for motorcycles in cinema history was Steve McQueen's scene in The Great Escape. If you've never seen The Great Escape, you should rent it or buy it. Absolute classic. It was based on a true story and had a hell of a cast, may I say. Steve McQueen, James Garner, Richard Attenborough, Charles Bronson, James Coburn. Come on, baby. And Elmer Bernstein did the music, which you're hearing right now. John Sturges, directing and producing. And Steve McQueen did the entire scene except the actual jump over the barbed wire. That's when the insurance company said, you know what? Enough's enough. But they let him get away with a lot. All that other stuff is really him on the bike. You know, so there's some others, you know, that we should mention. I mean, Hell's Angels on Wheels moved Jack Nicholson into a more lead role. And by the way, for both Hell's Angels on Wheels and Easy Rider, the go-to cat for cinematography was Laszlo Kovacs, the only cat who could balance a camera while on the back of a bike. Yeah, Jack played the poet. Remember that one? And you know how we are. We can't do a show without wandering into the kitschy, campy, cool area. For that, we go straight to CC and Company. Any movie with Anne Margaret in it, okay, is cool, first of all. But Anne Margaret and Joe Namath, I mean, come on. You don't get no kitschier, campier, cooler than that. Written by Roger Smith, by the way. Who was married to Anne Margaret, right? And one more mention, and one more honorable mention should go to Knight Riders. One of the very few times George Romero worked with live actors. Knight Riders with a K, and starred Ed Harris. And it's about a traveling group of, you know, circus performers that do jousts on motorcycles. Yeah, you know, put on your iPad, and next time you fly to China, you'll thank me.
Is my only game. I understand you two are contemplating a blitz out.
Would you hear that, sir?
Well, Donald, it's Mac's job to know everything that goes on.
Well, what sort of blitz were you contemplating?
Well, we sneak out at night to a spot I found near the wire, a blind spot. Then we dig straight down 3 feet, take the dirt, spread it on top so it won't make a pile, and then straight out. Ives here is a tunnel man, so he digs in front, pushes the dirt behind him, and I stash it behind me. Then we just burrow right through the dirt like a couple of moles. And by dawn, we're under the wire, across the open space, into the woods, and gone.
Hilt, how do you breathe?
Well, we got a steel rod with hinges on it, and we shove it up and make air holes as we go along.
Why didn't anybody think of that before? It's so stupid, it's positively brilliant.
Well, I went to bed in Memphis and I woke up in Hollywood. I got a quarter in my pocket and I'd call you if I could, but I don't know why I gotta lie. I wanna rock and roll this party. I still wanna have some fun. I wanna leave you feeling breathless, show you how the West was won, but I gotta. But you won't catch this free bird. I'll already be long gone.
Like Steve McQueen, all we need's a fast machine, and we're gonna make it alright. Like Steve McQueen, underneath your radar screen, you'll never catch us tonight. Ooh,
What do you want for dinner?
Drinks. Whiskey.
I begged him not to drag anymore, but he sped off in a roar. I knew he'd head for Dead Man's Curve, just to prove he had the nerve.
Don't drag no more.
Baby, please.
Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more.
I'm so afraid when you go to the strip
again.
Can't help but think this may be your last trip. Dragging me so much to you, there's nothing I can do but say.
Don't drag no more.
Baby, please.
Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more.
Why can't you ever say no to a your keys away from me.
Don't drag no more.
Baby, please.
Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more. You can't say no right now.
We'll be right back.
We started that set with a little tribute to Steve McQueen, one of the titles of one of his films, The Hunter, written by Booker T and the MGs for Albert King, and then it was covered by, like, everybody. One of the coolest versions is Free. Paul Rodgers would actually do another great version of it as a solo record, which we almost played. Did it with Slash, actually. But we had to come back to Free. Paul Kossoff, John Rabbit Bundrick, who would spend many years with The Who, Tetsu Yamauchi, who was a face, and the great Simon Kirk on drums, and then Steve McQueen himself from Sheryl Crow. The album was Come On, Come On, 2002. She co-wrote it with John Shanks, who also produced it. It's cool having songs named after you. Stay Gold, also the title track of Butch Walker's new album. He wrote it and produced it with Ryan Adams. Get it from DangerBirdRecords.com. We threw in there a little cautionary tale from Susan Lynn, written by the Woodstockian Artie Kornfeld. Yeah, he wasn't just a rock festival history-making promoter. He's a very cool writer and producer. Don't Drag No More, 1964. And the Divine, Skip Spence, Motorcycle Irene, and the great Moby Grape from Wow, 1968. All right, blues, kickstart that baby. We out of here.
I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke. Or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment.
Dicen que todo lo bueno se acaba o simplemente dura lo que dura.
Nosotros hemos llegado al final del show de esta noche, pero 7 son los días que nos separan para volver a juntarnos en torno a la radio. Yo soy Carlos Medina y el domingo que viene, a las 10 de la noche, vuelvo a emplazarte a que disfrutemos juntos del Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. ¡Feliz semana! Un abrazo, Little. Cierra, que nos vamos. Buenas noches.